You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
At Carvana, we're in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. Carvana gives you control by letting you customize your down and monthly payments. You can browse tens of thousands of cars online to find one within your budget, and you won't get surprised with any bogus fees. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to shop for a vehicle. Carvana, we'll drive you happy. Availability may vary by market.
Hello and welcome to episode 144.
Season 6, episode 20.
Of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome back to the beginning of the summer term. We're recording this 2 days in. Although my school seemed to be the only school in the country who only actually had a week off for the Easter holidays, which was unheard of. Now, I've been posting on my Instagram for, I'd say, best part of 10 years. Nothing got me as many direct messages than the story I put on saying that I was in school last week. Was there any other schools? And it was a resounding no. Everyone else was off. But yeah, I was putting it down to the fact that our school gets 2 weeks for WIT, but my school always gets 2 weeks for WIT. And then it turned out that it was because we finished so early on Christmas.
Yeah.
But then loads of people were like, well, we finished early for Christmas as well. So somewhere I'm getting done over.
Yeah, but you were smug at Christmas. You were really giving it out at Christmas. I finished late, if you remember. I can't remember. It was like the 21st or something like that. And you were absolutely loving
that. Oh yeah, finishing on the 16th, having a full on week.
Sending me Snapchats of mulled wine and eggnog.
Yeah, and to be fair, Easter, if you get the weather, it's great, but it was grim. So
don't start putting the Easter holidays down because you weren't off.
Well, it was apart from the being in my school. There was no other trade.
The weather was disappointing. I mean, we had. Like, was it Good Friday? Good Friday was really nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that first weekend was all right.
And then that was it. And like, yeah, it was horrible. I hope everyone had a good time.
A good sort of time to switch off and sort of... Because it is tough going back in it. It's always tough. And, you know, so many of us will have been lay there wide awake on the Sunday night, just that dread, that fear setting in. And not because you don't want to do your job. It's, well, you know, some probably won't, but... Majority of us love what we're doing. You just know once a new term starts, that's it then. It's just so consuming and full on. And when you've had that time where you switch off and you're spending some quality time with your family and friends, you just sort of...
I think it's the change of mood as well, because like you start off a term and it's like, you're extra tired, your body clock's all out of sync, and then you finally get back in the swing of things, and then you find your form again, and then... Before you know it, you're 2 or 3 weeks out. So then the vibes are going on and you're thinking, hey, only got 3 weeks left, only got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
We're on the final week, and then the final week's always fun times. And even though it's, you know, it's hectic, you know, everyone's loving it and you're excited. So I think those last few days, like just before Easter, you're talking Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
Egg and spoon races.
What's the bonnet parade?
Bonnets and all parades. That. Egg shearings and decorate the eggs and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a lot of that.
Great stuff.
And, it is good.
And then, so you're kind of off a couple of days before. Like, as in you're off that work, like, absolutely, like, craziness. And then you break up and then it... God, when I finished on that Friday, I was buzzing. I couldn't wait, and I thought 2 weeks, like, these are gonna go so just cash, and they went so fast. Yeah. And the fact that I've only just finished my second day back, these two days have been a week apiece. It's been... Yeah,
it has been tough. And it's hard getting back into the routine because, not going to lie, I've done very little to nothing over the Easter holidays. Like, I've not really gone anywhere. I've not even done anything. Mainly because we've got the big holiday next half term. So literally just getting up. And the kids have been away. So like, it's good because the kids are at an age now where they just sort of get themselves up. Don't have to be up early in the morning. So that first alarm going off last week for school was just an absolute killer. And it was one of the worst days in school this year, purely because you could tell the kids were fuming that they were in school.
Yeah.
You could just tell. But we're going to keep ourselves busy through this half term. We'll be coming back with the pod. And obviously this half term shouldn't be too bad because there's loads of bank holidays, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, that's... It's always nice to know that you've got that in the locker. Yeah. Like the old 4-day weeks. Like you get to that. There's one in it. You get to the Friday. I think it's the end of April. End of April. Yeah. And then you're off on like this. Is it the 1st of May?
Yeah. So you've got the early May bank holiday. And then.
But then the following Monday.
Yeah.
For the coronation, which is. That's great. Pocket 4-day week.
I'll take it. I mean, I'm not the biggest royal family fan, but I'll take the day.
Oh, I will take.
That day, but then that's the Sats week, innit? So we'll have all that palaver. Oh God, I hate the Sats. I'm not gonna start. I'll save them for that week's episode.
I'm sure people set their alarm for the two Mr. P's in a podcast. IC2 Mr. P Sats rant.
Well, yeah, they've got that coming up. Obviously, there'll be sports days coming along as well. So again, we'd love to look. You've got your what's coming up this half term. We'll have Sats rants. We'll have sports day stories. So if you've got a funny story to share with us, do let us know. School trips, residentials.
End of year gifts,
end of year dues, all that sort of stuff. And we need your stories as well for the next tour. So the next tour, the show and tell tour, tickets are on sale for all the shows. You might not have seen that we have added a couple of shows in. So we've put 2 weeks aside. We're doing a show on every single day, and we've left it over to the promoters to just try and find the best venues and the best locations. And they've tried to get us in everywhere. So if we're not coming to a city near you, that is not our choice. The chances are they've been approached, the venues have been approached, and they've shot us down. They've turned us down. So it's not a case of us not wanting to go anywhere. The promoters have just tried to find the best route so we can be in as many places as possible. We've purposely done it in the October half term to hopefully encourage you to maybe make a night of it, weekend of it. So if there's not a show in your immediate city, hopefully there's a short train ride somewhere that you can come and join in. And we want as many of you to join us because the venues are massive. And I'm already starting to panic that we're not even going to get a quarter full in some of them. So we need as much of your support as possible, but we also need your stories as well. So part of the show, obviously show and tell, the tell part is going to be sharing some of your stories live. And so if you go to the website where you can submit a story, you will see all the dates. I think I might need to update the new shows as well. But you can choose your date and then we'll put them aside. And obviously if they're good, if they're funny, we will be sharing them live. Each one of the shows.
Really unfunny, we may also share.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if you can do that, if you can share, and it can just be, look, they're anonymous. You don't have to put your name, you don't have to. So they can be as funny, as rude, as crude, as juicy, as naughty, just anything that will shock us, make us laugh, anything embarrassing. We're never going to say, right, where are you in the audience? We're not going to embarrass you like that, unless you want to be.
Yeah, it's not Anne and Deck.
Yeah, yeah.
We're coming to you.
Yeah.
Rebecca on the third row.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything like that. But so, yeah, please do share your stories. So just a recap of all the shows we're doing. We are kicking off the tour now in Glasgow. So after so many requests, we said we'd love to do another show in Scotland. So we are going to be at the Glee in Glasgow on Sunday, October 15th. And then it's Leicester on October 21st, Bournemouth Pavilion on the 22nd, Brighton on the 23rd, London Hackney Empire, which is one of the biggest venues. I think that's like 2,000 seats.
Yeah, which one's that?
The London one, Hackney Empire.
Yeah, that's big.
So we need as many of you to come to that on October 24th. October the 26th, we're in Norwich. We are trying to get one last show put in on October the 25th. So that's just trying to be finalised. Guildford on October the 27th. Saturday the 28th, we're in Sheffield. Cardiff on the 29th. We're in Liverpool on Tuesday the 31st. 1st of November, we're back in Newcastle. 2nd of November, Birmingham. And I know that's selling quite well. The Salford date on Friday, the 3rd of November, is, I think, close to selling out. So if you can't get tickets for that one, I'd recommend going to the Liverpool, because it's only down the road, isn't it? 20 minutes. Well, no, 20 minutes would be speeding, so don't...
yeah.
Half an hour.
20 minutes and a ticket.
Yeah. 4th of November, Bradford, and then we're finishing in Northampton on the 5th of November. So we really appreciate Oyster. Just, you know, make a night of it. Get your teacher besties, get whoever, you know, put it in your school WhatsApp groups, who fancies a night out, and yeah, hopefully you'll enjoy it. Well,
yeah,
hopefully you will enjoy
it. And we have already, obviously we've received some stories, but we have also kept some stories aside where we thought this has to be told live. So there are going to be some serious tasty, tasty tales told.
And no show is going to be the same. Each show will be different because we'll be sharing different stories. And, you know, there'll be short stories that are shared for the first time. So you'll be getting our genuine reaction as you're hearing it as well. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little bit scary, as in the last show was a bit more sort of planned out. This is going to be a bit more sort of Adam style. Just go with the flow. Hope for the best.
Take it till you make it.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Right, so that's all the... all the stuff done. So other than that, how was your Easter break?
Yeah, it was good. It was chilled. Obviously, I remember speaking to you about obviously missing that stag do and going away for my wife's dad's 60th birthday. And yeah, so that happened. And to be fair, it wasn't that bad. It was all right. The only issue I had was there was a hot tub there, and I spent an awful lot of time in there. Yeah. Sometimes solo, sometimes obviously Kim came in, Kim's brother and his missus came in, and there was like a lounger inside the tub. The tub had like built-in speakers. It was amazing.
Right.
I felt a little bit of a whale. I felt a bit Shamu-esque, where I plugged my phone, like I connected my phone via Bluetooth, and was playing tunes because I'm back into Busted.
Right. Time. Okay. Yeah.
So I was blasting Busted's greatest hits, and then as soon as I stepped into the tub and lay down, the water level rose over the speakers. We couldn't hear the music.
Eureka!
So
like the what's it? Archimedes?
Yeah. Is it Archimedes?
When he realized that.
Oh, Dad.
I'm pretty
wrong
sure.
Wrong guy to ask.
Remember that? Where was it? Halifax?
Yeah, yeah. Eureka, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it's Archimedes. Right. Anyway, go on.
So we had to kind of chuck all the water out, like, or try and get loads of water out so the speakers were able, unbeknownst to me, and this may, you know, it may seem to the listeners that this was a deliberate act. I was pouring all the water out all over Kim's sister's pajamas.
Oh, nice.
But the worst bit, so there was a lounger in the tub.
Yeah.
So I found myself reclining in a hot tub for the first ever time, which was fantastic. But then when I got out, I was met with these horrified kind of like, and Kim was like, Adam, you're back. Let me show you this, right? So this was my back after not realizing that I was lay on a sucker.
Oh, right. Yeah, that looks like those sports massage.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, so it covered me. So, yeah, a bit random. But
So your highlight of the Easter holidays is reclining in a hot tub.
And getting sucked back on the back by the tub. No, it was nice. It was nice. Did a lot with my son. Obviously, I don't know if any... I've not really spoke about it that much on the podcast, but my son recently turned 4. He's pre-verbal on the autistic spectrum. He's even though it's obviously too early for diagnosis there, but he's coming along slowly but surely, but spent a lot of time with him. But he's a free spirit. He's crazy into... And we spoke about it before. He loves Tipping Point, right?
Yeah.
And he says Tipping Point now. He goes, right. Tipping Point, Tipping Point. And I'm like, all right, well, then I'll put Tipping Point on. And now he goes...
It sounds a bit like Phil Mitchell, that.
No, and then he goes, Chase. Yeah, Mum, Chase. He goes, Chase, Chase. And I go, I'll put the Chase on. So I put the Chase on. And then he goes, lingo, lingo. Right? So he's honestly obsessed with lingo, the Chase and Tipping Point. I've never known.
It's just ITV game show, isn't it? And not then, fan of Pointless.
No, not big on Pointless, no. But he likes catchphrases as well.
That's ITV.
So much so that he started saying, because he knows his letters, he started saying IT, ITV, IT. So one of the days in the holiday,
I thought he was saying IT. he was on brand.
So we ended up one day in the holidays, because my little girl, she only had 1 week off.
Yeah.
She was in your... clearly no teachers from her school follow you, because they would have messaged.
Were they
back, yeah. So they broke up on the... on the Thursday before Good Friday, and then they were back on the Monday. So then one day that Isla was still in school, we took Max to Media City just to see the ITV sign. Yeah. So yeah, in terms of holidays, they weren't the craziest. But been back playing sport, obviously spoke to you about this, back playing a bit of sport, which I'm enjoying, a bit of paddle tennis.
Yeah.
If anyone's knows, no one really knows about it. I keep trying to tell people at school, like,
it's a growing
playing
sport.
Playing paddle tennis, buddy.
From España, yes. We played it on a few holidays back in the day. And
it's great stuff. So, yeah, just been keeping myself busy and active. Yeah. And, yeah, so what about yourself? Obviously, you said you've not been up so much.
Well, no, I've been trying to go back running a little bit. I've been trying to run a bit, but then I did a run the other day, tried to really push myself, and then just ended up with a migraine. So it just backfired. I'm convinced that exercise does not agree with me. I've been doing it for a couple of weeks, and I've been trying to get Lily and Claire to do it with me. But then, did one the other day, and I was like, right, I'm going to try and get a sub 35K, and then didn't, 32. So that was disappointing. Then my eyes went, couldn't see anything, so that was great. But yeah, we didn't do an awful lot because obviously we're off to Florida on the big family holiday at the end of May. Obviously, Mum and Dad took the boys to Gibraltar, our family over in Gibraltar. Lily and Isla went last year, so the boys got to go this year, and Lily just had the best week of her life. I've never seen her so happy, just be in the house on her own. So it was quite eerie, quite quiet when they're not here. It was weird. And then we spent a day, went up to Grasmere, had a little walk up Grasmere. In fact, I was talking about this on the training today, so I've literally just got back from a five-hour drive from the middle of nowhere near Salisbury, right? This independent school that I did some work at. Lovely, but it was... you're in the middle of nowhere where you get no phone signal. Yeah. Like, even the hotel, I was staying at a little...
For ICT, that's
no
inside
phone signal. It's like, where... So, anyway...
My AI isn't talking to me.
Yeah, and so five-hour drive. So it's been a tough old day, but I was talking about, and I always talk about how, having the boys being dyslexic really opened my eyes to how our education system is set up to sort of fail children like that, I think. And I say, like, I don't worry about the boys because they've got a bit about them. So we're up in the Lake District. We get back off this walk and I'm desperate for the toilet. Like, I'm absolutely bursting. And there's a little toilet in the village, but you have to pay 50p to go into the toilet.
It's one of my biggest...
I tell you
biggest,
what, how do we live in a world where you have to pay to go for a wee? So anyway, I'm like, I've got no cash. What are we going to do? I'm desperate for the toilet. Harry takes his backpack off and went, don't you worry, puts his backpack over the barrier and then, like, pulls it towards him. So it tricks the barrier into thinking someone's coming out. And it opens, and I just walk through. But then as I walk through, there's an old gentleman behind me, and he does the same thing. He's like, oh, you've got to pay. I've not got any money. Harry goes, don't you worry, sir. He puts the bag over, opens it. He walks through, and he's a bit like, thanks, but that's illegal. And then turns to me and goes, oh, you must be proud of him. And I was like, he's not learned any of that from me.
The best thing there would have just been like, woo! Sorry, sir. You and the old timer. Come on, with your hands up.
I know, yeah. But I'm not being funny. 50p for a wee.
I think the only places that I see that is like train stations.
Yeah.
But it drives me insane because the other thing is now, who has those
coins?
And a lot of places are now putting contactless thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I went into the toilets the other day. I was in Manchester, went for a couple of drinks, and I went into the toilets, and the lad was there with the aftershave. And I said to him, I said, I'm really sorry, mate. I've got no change. And he was like, don't worry, and pulled out a card reader.
Oh, my.
I was going, I'm all right. Like,
my wallet
sprayed some McConaughey before I left, so I feel all right, all right, all right.
Right, so before we get into some of your stories then, there was this thread that I saw, which I thought was quite good, because I think on the podcast, we've got a few of these words. So it was a thread which was basically, what words have completely lost all meaning?
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
As in, we use them that much. So I think on this podcast, absolute gets used a lot.
By me?
By you. Yeah. Used a lot. I think there's probably, if we're both tired, there's a lot of likes.
Yeah, you know, I like. Say, yeah, I think, yeah, like, is yeah, I think, yeah.
The one that I get is literally, that's the first one that I'd say, is you hear people go like, oh, it was literally, oh, and you're going, no, that doesn't mean, that's what we're talking about here. So,
okay.
Someone said premium. I see quite a few companies slap the premium label on products to dance around the fact that it's just the generic base model of whatever product it is.
I don't use the word premium.
No, I've never.
Unless I describe myself as premium 100% British beef.
Yeah.
Which I rarely describe myself as.
Someone's put, people who misuse the word literally drive me figuratively insane. Ooh. Yeah. Because that's what they mean. They've made literally mean figuratively.
See, I say literally a lot.
Yeah, but what you mean is figuratively. So if you say, I was literally dying, well, you weren't. You were figuratively dying. You're not literally dying.
You might be literally right.
Yeah. Gaslighting, it now means just telling someone a lie. Exponential, as far as I can tell, most people seem to think it means a lot. In the US...
What does exponential mean? Like special?
See, I thought exponential meant a lot. Like exponential growth is like a ridiculous amount of growth. Extremely rapid increase. Yeah, yeah. Exponential growth.
So I've had exponential weight gain. Over Easter.
Yeah. In the US, I feel like groomer has been so overused to describe people you don't like that the actual definition no longer matters. Same with woke.
I'm not sure about groomer. You wouldn't call someone you don't like groomer.
In America, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, I was listening to a couple of podcasts. What was it called?
Because that's got a completely...
Cause the Coming Storm, about, like conspiracy theorists, and it had an update where it was all about like groomer.
But isn't that, like here, if you call someone a groomer, that makes them sound like a bit of a...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nonce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah.
But in the US, it is getting banded about for basically anything.
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
I need to go to America on a holiday, and then some guy just like, hey, man, me just like, all right, look, God, you're such a groomer.
Yeah. I'd be like, there's a lot of that going
what?
About. Yeah.
How dare you? But how dare you?
It's like woke. You see woke used all the time, and it's now just turned into an insult of someone who
has an issue with something.
Yeah. Is and it's ridiculous. It's lost.
I thought it was just when you open your eyes.
Yeah. Well, it's just being aware of injustices in the world. That's all it is. So, you know, if you don't agree with racism, homophobia, or, you know, that's what woke is sort of taking a stand to not accept inequality in society. That's all it is. But people like to use it for all sorts now. Like when I went on Lorraine, did I tell about the troll that I got, the best troll I got?
I'm not sure.
So on Lorraine, well, after Lorraine, someone tweeted me going, another left wokey teacher.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So I'm quite happy to be woke. Research. People will call watching YouTube videos research. And it's not research, is it?
So did you like, you should have replied, well, sometimes I put my left leg in, my left arm out, in, out, and shake it.
Woke about.
Yeah.
There we go, yeah. Decimate. I see on the news that a tornado has decimated a city, or a virus has decimated bee numbers, or a stock market crash has decimated the market. And I think to myself, oh, that's good. Only 10% was lost.
Is that true?
Well, I'm going off that because decade, isn't it? Like decimated.
Decimated. No, but again, though, I might be just lost here because if someone said to me, "Oh my god, you've just decimated that burger," the burger's gone. It's not 10% of the burger gone.
decimated. Kill, destroy, remove large portion of. Yeah. So there's 10% left. Is that guy getting unprecedented? Heard it so much in the first 2 years of COVID, it's meaningless now.
See, I like that word.
I like them.
I like, yeah. It's like if you come to the two Mr. P's live,
I was thinking exactly
unprecedented laugh.
Your call is important to us. Yeah. Words like amazing, incredible, or unbelievable. It's like it was just a salad. It wasn't unbelievable.
Yeah, see that. I use unbelievable a lot.
You do use unbelievable.
Unreal as well.
Unreal. The word dead. OMG, I'm dead. Some new age slang for saying you're laughing. Yeah. We learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
When people were having a go at me for being old time for using cry laughing emojis. And it's not. It's the skull emoji.
Yeah, I'm dead. I'm dead, yeah. I get that now. It's like when we spoke about on the last though, I'm liking saying vibes.
Oh yeah.
Liking the vibes.
Yeah, you're vibes, man.
Yeah, I am a
unique. It means one of a kind. I hear it used daily or hear people say extremely unique. Despite arguments to the contrary, couldn't care less and could care less do not mean the same thing. Classic. Oh, you
said
it's made the list.
Yeah, that's
not everything that is old is an instantaneous classic. The Man of Steel from 2013. Oh, such a classic.
It's so true. I tell you what else as well is putting "'s man" on the end of stuff. So where I'd say, yeah, I'm such a classics man. I spoke to a lad at work. I don't know if I've said this, and he basically told me that he went to church. And I went, "What? Do you go to church?" And he went, "Yeah." And I went, "No way." And he went, "Let me guess what you're going to say." And I went, "Well," he went, "you didn't realise I was such a churchman."
Yeah.
And I went, "That was exactly what I was going to say."
I think in my house, it's sorry. Sorry is the word. It's not the hardest word in my house. It's the word that's said for everything. And it's got to a point now where the kids will do something and they'll go, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I'm like, "But you're not sorry, are you?
Oh, yeah.
You're not sorry." If you were sorry, you wouldn't repeat the same behavior.
But you could say that in school. Well, yeah, you could say that in school, sorry. And you just
kids in school don't even say sorry.
Yeah, true.
What was the other one I was thinking of? Here's another one that I get now. And this has started since secondary school.
Unrivaled.
Is that
that's another one I'd say. Absolutely unrivaled.
Driving to rugby the other day, I've got Lily in the front, Harry and Charlie in the back, and we see a mini.
Like an old school mini?
No, just a mini. Lily just absolutely, just shouts, "Mini dig," and absolutely lamps me in the arm.
Mini
dead arm, mini dig.
I remember yellow car.
So, well, that's now.
Was it a yellow mini?
No, because that equals four digs.
Four digs.
But it came out of nowhere. It came out of nowhere and literally nearly veered off the road. And she proper whacked. You know what she's like. She's...
God, it's
strong as anything.
Crashing your Tesla.
Yeah.
Because of a mini and then just hearing, sorry.
Yeah. So it's this thing, seeing minis, mini dig. And then if you see a yellow car, you don't say yellow car, you call it a cheese on wheels. And that's two digs.
Two digs
for a cheese on wheels. So yeah. And then in the back, it looks like Wilder Fury 4. Because they've just been going at it, just whacking each other for every minute. And I tell you what, since it started, I've never seen so many minis on the road.
It always happens. It's like when you used to do the yellow car thing with your mates on the bus, and then your dad would take you to footy training, and you'd see the most amount of yellow cars. You'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah. Right, so we'll start off with some stories, shall we? I asked you guys to share with me some accident, but, you know, so accident entries. We've done this before. So we'll kick off with some of these. So we had a child a few years ago who tried to sharpen their tongue with a pencil sharpener. It bled a lot and he was surprised it hurt.
Honestly, I'm being surprised. I am shocked. You know what? That's really good. You know, all I keep thinking about is someone just handing that poor Sorry, child. A salt and vinegar crisp.
Which type of salt and vinegar crisp, though? Which one? Because I've seen this TikTok filter where you can rank crisps.
Salt and vinegar crisps that would kill you if you had like an ulcer or something on your tongue.
I've got one. Because whenever I eat these salt and vinegar crisps...
Discos!
Whenever I eat salt and vinegar discos, I literally sweat from my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. They're so nice, though.
They're nice, but they are...
Prawn cocktail discos are nice.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'd rarely get discos, but I'm ready to jazz, yeah?
So, child X had brought their friend to first aid as they'd fallen over. How kind, I thought. Unfortunately, first aid was a box on a bench on the playground, and on a very windy day, as I opened the first aid box, the wind took the lid and hit Child X in the head. So that is what I had to write down.
Injured by first aid? Yeah. You've never heard anything of the like?
Someone sharpening their finger.
Oh, I mean, everyone's done it to a point.
Yeah, I had a little try.
Especially with those sharpeners that had the small, thin little piece and then that fatty. And you always just think, what's that fatty for? It must be for the pinky.
When I collected my child from school ill, I noted in the signing out book that the previous child went home as they had a ruler glued to their hand.
Edward Ruler hands. Yeah. Oh, we need to measure for this new cabinet. Got it. Oh, I can't underline my date. Don't worry. Edward Ruler Adams. Classic.
Oh, look at him. Give him an inch and he'll take a mile.
Inch by inch. Play by play.
Size matters. Yeah, it does.
You need to stop messing around. I'm up to here.
Anyway, his name was Helix. Right, I once cut my finger on a first aid box.
Oh, what? These first aid boxes need to be sorted.
Two people, two separate incidents, two broken bones. Same PE lesson.
Oh my word.
That sounds like a movie tagline. Go on, you read that in your movie voice.
Two people, two separate incidents, two broken bones. This summer, get ready for same PE lesson. Oh my God. I'd say Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Be someone who would get a bone broken there.
Yeah.
Alongside Timothy Chalamet.
The caretaker's car backfired on my legs when we were giving it a push start back at school. This was in the 80s. Not sure they'd allowed that to happen now. Ended up with burning hot carbon under my skin on my legs. Third degree burns and a skin graft operation to sort.
Sure. Oh.
Still got the scars now and can't cross the road behind cars that are running. Caretaker asked my mum if she was planning on suing. She said no, it was my own fault for getting involved. Thanks, mum.
Oh my, that's so many layers.
See, that is the difference between parents in the 80s and parents now.
Well, now they'd be taking the caretaker's overalls.
Yeah.
The thing is about that is, that a couple of questions from me. I know it's in the 80s and it's a different time. But a couple of things, obviously. Number one, where's the caretaker going that the child's still there to help them get a push start? Do you know what I mean? Like, where is he going? There's gonna be lights needing switched off and then things fixing. Yeah, and he's getting out of there.
He's just doing one, isn't he?
He's just getting out. Oh, layers to that story. Yeah. Like in the child's leg.
But you just know. Yeah. You just know that would never happen now.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
That he'd be out of a job.
Oh, my God, imagine.
A child stapled their thumb, and as I was helping them, I took the stapler and accidentally did the exact same thing. Two identical entries in the accident book.
It would have been as well what they said. It was like, how have you managed it? Oh!
Yeah, like that's, is it Billy Madison where one of the kids has an accident? Oh, and Billy Madison wets his pants.
Yeah, he wets his pants.
Like that.
Yeah.
Are you embarrassed? Don't you worry. I'll do the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Child got A child got a tambourine stuck around their neck.
Sorry, did not sound like one.
After they had put it over their head, the wire sticks holding the jingles in place all had to be cut so the tambourine could be taken off past the child's ears. Whilst all this was happening, the child was singing Twinkle Twinkle to themselves loudly to keep themselves calm. It took four adults to get the tambourine off.
Oh my God. Let me see a tambourine again.
Tambourine's what? Liam Gallagher.
Right, sorry, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. I've just Googled Liam Gallagher instead of tambourine.
Yeah, sorry, it's like the round kind of thing with the little shape.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Round the head.
Round the head?
Yeah.
And it's got caught on the neck.
Yeah.
Did it say?
Tough one. But it seemed all right if he's singing to
Remember Will Smith's daughter's song? Where it's like, out with my hair, my foot. He would have nailed that, wouldn't he?
This one is a bit of an ick as well. Used to work in a secondary school office and was a first aider. The good-looking single young male teacher that everyone swooned over came in before school started. He asked if I could look at his knee as he'd fallen over when he was going for the tube. It was only a small graze. I was going to give him some wipes and plasters to do it himself, but he said, if I was at home, my mum would do it. He was absolutely serious. No more swooning for me.
Yeah. You've cost yourself a swoon, son.
Ick off having to... Can you put the plaster on, please?
I wish my mummy was here.
This one...
Hello. I'm just imagining him falling over for the tube, Peter Griffin like...
Yeah.
he's like, here's a plaster. Can you do it? My mummy would not be doing it.
I thought when she said the good-looking single teacher, everyone swooned, he'd fallen over and hurt his knee, so she was like, right, pants off.
Yeah, I thought it was going somewhere like that. I thought, well, someone came in as she was kneeling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It had chances there, but he was like, mummy.
A child having a cold compress applied to their head, only to have dead frozen mice fall in their lap. Turns out someone grabbed a colleague's pet snake food out the freezer instead of an ice pack.
Oh my God, that is unbelievable! It's like cold compress,
dead mice,
dead mice. Oh, it's freezing.
Oh, God.
Dead mice.
I know, yeah. Oh, that'd be horrible, wouldn't it? this one. It's so funny. And it's so funny because it's just so to the point. Right, ready for this?
Right.
You can just... Right, we all teach a child. This is going to remind you of a child. Everyone's taught a child like this. Right. It simply says... Child said he could do parkour and ran, nose first, into the building.
Mr. Ping, Mr. Ping, I could do parkour. It's like parkour. I didn't see the wall.
What was that? It was a brick wall.
Yeah. It came out of nowhere.
Parkour.
Parkour. Good part. You have to be a teacher as well. Really good try. We got a first aider.
And today's sports award is going to go to Charlie for brilliant parkour. And he can't remember from concussion. You just know a kid would do that.
Parkour. I'd go into Danny Dyer. You just got taken out by the wall. John Snow.
Oi. Why have you smashed your face into the wall?
Oh, God. Said he could do parkour. This is what... Like, I made a video yesterday because Gillian Keegan, the head tech, was on BBC New... It was BBC Breakfast, right, at 7:45. And she was going on about how she wants a direct line into teachers.
That's because all schools that
exactly.
are in school.
That was the point I was making. So she was on BBC Breakfast basically to say that was her only way of having a direct line to teachers. Yeah. To which I was like, well, no, you've got the unions, right? And the unions aren't making decisions. They've rejected your offer after consulting teachers. So is that... She clearly then...
She could put out a twinkle PowerPoint. Yeah. And then millions.
Yeah, get in touch. But it was the fact she went, I want to get in touch with teachers because I think this deal is funded. And I was like, you can't just think it. Like, you get kids saying they think they're a bloody unicorn.
They can do parkour.
Exactly. Child said he could do parkour. And that's a lesson in life. Sometimes you can't always do what you say. A child ate a daffodil, ended up on the phone to the National Poisons Unit as 111 didn't know what to suggest. That was an interesting spring walk.
Daffodils are bad for you.
Apparently so. I was thinking, want it a drink? Well, that's dandelion and bird. I once dislocated my elbow during a singing assembly by dancing too vigorously to reach for the stars. I said, reach up!
Climb every mountain.
Dislocate your elbow.
Oh,
my God.
R.I.P. to...
Yeah, yeah.
To Paul?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, that.
Yeah. Right, child ran into adult's bottom, bounced off and bumped his head on a shelf.
I like big... What were you going?
No, I was going, those head up bottom jeans.
My anaconda don't.
My anaconda don't.
Oh, well, I've got some stories. And obviously... If you're new to this podcast, we had a feature, which we still do, based on my friend, Mr. Simon O'Brien, and it's an O.
Right.
Now, just because it's been a while, I'm just going to basically tell you that an O is just a ridiculous, accidental mistake that's so embarrassing that when it happens, you want the ground to just eat you up. Yeah. It's like horrendous.
Yeah.
So I've got some here, which are, I mean, honestly, some of them are brilliant. First one, a friend came to the restaurant after she couldn't start her car. I tried, others tried, then two police officers tried. Turns out the battery was missing. She called a tow truck and her parents to drive her home. They drive up to her house and what do they see? Her car. She forgot she got a lift to the restaurant. She stole a car.
I hope it was yellow.
Mini dig. Husband's mate. Oh, this, listen to this. Husband's mate absolutely hammered on a cricket tour. Thought it was hilarious to dry hump a fellow teammate from behind at the cash machine. Only it wasn't his teammate. It was a random stranger. He retreated to the passenger seat of the car, only to find out he'd got in the car of the man he just dry humped. Double O Tundra.
What would you say there? Like, all right, mate.
Yeah. So sorry again. My granddad was on a train once and noticed that a passenger had forgotten his bag. He grabbed the bag, ran after him and yelled, wait, you forgot this, and threw it out on the platform as the doors were closing. Turns out it was another passenger's bag. Such a good Samaritan, but the wrong shell.
Oh, God.
Oh, listen to this. I met a new business contact for the first time in a bar. I dipped into a bowl of nuts at our table and popped a few in my mouth. They were the hardest nuts ever because they were nuts. They were olive stones left by the person before us, and now they were in my mouth. These are good, aren't they? These are good. Right, two more. My mum once took her jumper off as she was too hot in the cinema. We just got there and were settling in, as you do when you go to the cinema.
Yeah.
Wasn't till a few moments later, the chap a few seats along said, didn't realise it was that kind of show. She was just sat in a bra. Calendar Girls.
What film was it? I want to know the film. Depending on the film, that could go one of two ways. 50 Shades, fine. Not noticeable.
Rugrats Lost in Paris.
Yeah. No. Super Mario Brothers.
I was just about ready to leave the gym, and I saw my weightlifting strap on the bench. Must have fallen out of my bag. Grabbed it and walked out. Just to realise at the door, it was actually the underwear of the girl changing next to me. Had to walk back in and give him a bag.
I've got a couple of confessions, and then I've got one story that had me howling.
Miss the confessions.
So I keep asking people to share confessions because it's anonymous, so just get them in. Doesn't have to be school related, just anything like that. That's just, you know, naughty things you've done or things, you know. Anyway, right. Working with reception children who were showing lots of interesting teacher role play. Why I felt it necessary to Google teacher role play ideas, I do not know. Quick trip to the head's office was necessary. Was that part of the role play?
RM safety breach. Access denied. The panic. Don't matter what you click on.
Yeah. A child asked me where the extra sheets were in the classroom, so I said, over there, and swung my arm to the side to show them, at which point the child sitting next to me stood up and received a hard backhand across the face. Cue much grovelling from me with a face that was probably redder than his. In their end-of-year memory book, every single child wrote about their favourite memory was when Miss slapped such a person round the face. I then had to go round to the whole class getting them to change it.
I thought she was going to say to slap everyone.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Don't pull that. Bang. Oh, you like that memory? Here's another. No,
you
no.
You want the same memory?
I then had to go round the class getting them to change it so it said accidentally. Not change it completely. I did that the other week. I joined in a bit of skittle ball and went to catch a ball and a child ran into my elbow. And you know when you feel it, like, oh, yeah. I felt well bad. You know what? She just proper lamped it. She was fine.
Give her some frozen mines.
Yeah, frozen mines. And said to her mum, don't sue me. I work in EYFS and usually always take home the artwork they make me. However, one day I got loads and I decided to file them carefully in file bin. A child came to me mortified half an hour later. Mrs. Cook, someone put your picture in the bin. I got it out for you. I was saying, thank you so much. I wonder who could have done that. I felt so guilty at the time.
Oh, that's got to be a common occurrence.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like getting like a little picture or a little thing from a child. Like, it's lovely. But it's like sometimes when children bring in like a cupcake that they've made and they're like, yeah, made you this, and you're like, oh, thank you so much, I'll have it at dinner. Dinner comes and you're like, Kobe. And then something come in, I can see it. Yeah, then it's crumbs.
Just the crumbs.
It's the whole thing in crumbs.
The it's the wet play ones that get me. You know, if kids done a picture at wet play, it's not the best effort.
Well, I think it's rushed. I think they're trying to gain the dojo. We all know what you're doing, pal. You don't like me as much as that bitch says you do.
Yeah. When I was running a summer workshop for the youth theatre I worked for, I was walking towards the rest of the staff but had to awkwardly walk amongst all the kids. I then stood on one child's hand, lost my footing and fell backwards onto another child. I wasn't small. I got up and asked whether the child was okay. They weren't crying, but seemed shell-shocked and mouthed the very feeble. Okay. As you can imagine, I have never lived this down. Now as a teacher, I've learned that I will never try and walk through a group of children again.
It's like that scene out of Space Jam. You know, they have to like pull that guy back up and then he pops and then lands back on the thing.
20 years ago, when a boy asked my mentor why he needed to learn how to read because he was going to work with animals, my mentor looked at him over her glasses and said, so you'll be able to read the letters your friend sent you in prison. Right, again, this is old school. Another one. I overheard a colleague say to a parent on Parents' Evening. This is what teachers used to get away with saying.
Read that again.
So 20 plus years ago.
20 plus years ago was when we were in primary.
Yeah, but you can imagine, you know, some Ambrose teachers used to say stuff to us that you couldn't say now.
Go on, keep going.
I don't want to be that person where it's like, oh, like it wasn't my day, but it, you know, I'm not saying it was necessarily better. But 20 plus years ago, when a boy asked my mentor why he needed to learn how to read because he was going to work with animals, my mentor looked at him over her glasses and said, "So you'll be able to read the letters your friends send you in prison." Now, is that sort of saying that the friends are going to be in prison?
No.
Or he's...
Send you in prison.
Read the letters your friends send you in prison. Yeah, yeah. Another one, I overheard a colleague say to a parent on Parents' Evening, "If this coursework folder was as thick as your daughter, we'd be laughing." which I actually thought was one of the best roast jokes I've ever heard. "If this coursework folder was as thick as your daughter, we'd be laughing." On both occasions, I was pretty shocked, but they were just so calm and a matter of fact. Awful things to say.
"If this coursework folder..."
"We'd be laughing." And the parents laugh. Yes.
Yeah. You get it. That is brutal.
I know. After starting a new job a week in, walking across the field in summer term in the sunshine and having a lovely time out on lunch duty, a football comes bouncing over from the year six children, merrily booting the ball back to them so they can continue their game. Full pelt went straight into the head of a poor innocent child, skipping past, knocking them flat.
The thing that makes it worse, if you levered it back at me, one of the players, you'd be like, "Oh, sorry, mate. Someone was skipping past."
So knocking them flat. I did lots of apologising to the child and his mum at the end of the day. Mum turns round and says, no, don't worry about it. Must have knocked some sense into him. Because you mean? It's coursework. A colleague was reading The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe with a year three class, and they didn't know what a beaver looked like, so she used the smart board. She discovered that the filter worked if you looked up plural beavers, but singular beaver brought something very different.
Beaver.
Oh, God. Before employment with my school, I worked as a presenter on community radio. I was working with a small group of year six children. I was logged onto the school computer and I typed in the radio station to show them where I'd worked. The station was Penistone FM and I typed the first five letters and the system froze, displaying unauthorized search.
Safety!
I had to go to the head and explain why I typed into Google penis.
Because you typed in beaver yesterday as well.
It's not... Is it the same? No, it's not the same person. Many years ago, I was supporting a year three class during RE. The children had to do their own research on Jesus and who he was. They had 10 minutes to do this. A group of boys became very giggly and I went over to find out what was going on. Well, they had all typed in Jesus, but the image was of a naked man leaning over a table. I'm not going to tell you where the cross was going to be. No. The RE lesson came to a quick end, an investigation as the internet was supposed to have some sort of special filter on to protect children from those images. The Lord.
Oh, God. How was RE today? We saw the body of Christ. Body of Ruth Bread.
We now understand why the crucifixion was so bad. All right, this one. Oh, this had me laughing so much because we know knowledge-rich curriculum. That's all you hear. Knowledge this, knowledge that. Essential knowledge. Sticky knowledge.
Unrivaled knowledge.
It does mind nutting. But anyway, to set the scene, we had just done some Twilight training on sticky learning experiences, right? So this idea, sticky knowledge, it's stuff that the children learn that sticks, that remember. Mm-hmm. which is obviously where we were thinking about ways to make sure things stick in the children's minds. It was a summer, and at the time of the year for RSE lessons, a male teacher was teaching a large group of Year 4 boys about wet dreams and explaining that everyone has them and it's nothing to worry about, etc. So a boy put his hand up and very innocently asked, "Does that mean that Napoleon had wet dreams?" "Of course," replied the teacher, as cool as the cucumber. Then out of the depths of my unthinking brain box, I commented, "Fantastic sticky learning."
Oh, God.
Did Napoleon have wet dreams? Yes. Fantastic sticky learning. Well, I made eye contact with the other TA across the room and we both internally collapsed and had to step outside to compose ourselves, which frankly took a long time. I don't know if you'll find this funny as we did. Yes. Yeah. You know how awkward RSE lessons can be, and you try so hard, no pun intended there, to be sensible and not make it a big deal. I'm 38-year-old woman, for goodness sake, but in that moment my mouth won the race. I definitely meant to think it, not say it.
Brilliant.
Fantastic sticky learning. So thank you very much for listening, guys. We hope you've enjoyed it. As always, please do get involved by going to the Facebook group and you can have a chat there. And I think we've been having loads of spam sort of messages on Facebook. Yeah, really, like people funny. Just sharing ridiculous posts.
It's like stupid stuff. It's just like, this is really pleasurable to watch. And it's just a guy with a tire. It's like, right?
Yeah. So we'll keep just deleting that.
Most of the stuff in there is... Yeah.
And it's nice that you're helping out each other and people can go there with sort of problems and questions and you're all there to help each other, which is lovely. If you've not yet reviewed the podcast on Apple Podcasts, go and give it a 5-star review if you can. Head over to the website where, again, you can share your stories, anything that'll give us a giggle, especially if you come into one of the shows. And obviously, go to the website, to Mr. P's podcast, you can get your tickets for the next tour. Please do. Come along. We will make it worth your while. So, thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week.
Yeah, take care.